Windscape, Chapter 3, The Murdochs. After the ambulance, the doctors and the do-gooders had left the farm, Jenny sat in her mother's big flowery chair and stared out over the bay. The old chair, covered in swirling yellow and red roses, was still a magical place for Jenny. She could feel her mother's presence there, still trace the slightest hint of her perfume. The sweet familiar scent made Jenny feel that her mother could call her through for dinner at any moment. But she never would. And now her father was on his way to Glasgow. A heart attack, the doctor had said. A cardio something or other. Jenny, do you want to come with us now? Asked Mrs. Murdoch, a large, buxom lady with a permanent frown on her face. I suppose, said Jenny. Mr. Murdoch and Pavel will help you with your stuff. Why couldn't I go? My dad asked Jenny. Mrs. Murdoch increased the intensity of her frown by several notches, screwing up her face until it resembled a forlorn, pouting pumpkin. Now, now, Jenny, you heard what the doctor said. He told you that your father needed rest. You don't want him worrying about where you're going to stay in Glasgow or what you're going to eat. Your father knows you're safe here. Jenny knew that she wouldn't be allowed to remain in the farmhouse by herself. I'll get my things, she said. Pavel, who at 13 was just a little older than Jenny, smiled and placed a green duffel bag on the rug at her feet. I put toothpaste and clothes and a few books in for you, he said. I know you like books. Jenny nodded politely and began to poke around the contents of the bag. My purse, she said. I'll just get my purse. You won't be needing your purse, Jenny, said Mrs. Murdoch. You'll be our guest at Hilltop Farm until your father returns. I'll take it just the same, said Jenny. It has my keepsakes and stuff. We'd better get a move on, said Mr. Murdoch. A well-dressed man with a prominent nose and a rounded belly. He'd just walked in from outside. The light was fading and the rain had begun to patter on the living room window. I want to check on my cattle before it gets dark, he said. Pavel, get Jenny's bag into the jeep and make room for Lord in the trailer. Yes, Mr. Murdoch, said Pavel. He winked at Jenny and lifted the duffel bag over his broad shoulders. Jenny found her purse on the mantelpiece. She secretly slipped the spare key from under the marble clock and put it in her pocket. She wanted a way back into her own house, if necessary. Sandy had hoped to be here too, said Mrs. Murdoch, but he's still at his friend's house in Stornoway. Jenny was pleased Sandy wasn't there. He was a school bully, although she bet Mrs. Murdoch would never believe it. Spoiled rotten and rarely questioned, even by teachers, Sandy Murdoch was a nasty piece of work. That's a shame, she said, trying her best to be polite. Yes, Sandy wanted to help, said Mrs. Murdoch. He said so on the phone. Pavel fixed Jenny a look as he attached an old lead to Lord's collar. The look said, quite plainly, yeah, right, sure he did. Jenny knew that Sandy Murdoch bullied Pavel too. As they walked to the Murdoch's jeep, Jenny stared at Pavel. He was a funny one. Tall and lanky, with an old man's stoop, Pavel had lived and worked on the Murdoch's farm ever since his dad had taken on the role of head shepherd. Jenny knew he was Polish, but everyone had thought he was Russian when he came to their school at first. They'd all heard actors doing Russian accents in James Bond films and had decided that that's what Pavel sounded like a Bond baddie. Some of the smart aleck numpties, like Sandy Murdoch, had called him a Rusky and worse, but teachers came down hard on name-calling at Catherine School, and for once Sandy Murdoch was no exception. Yet Pavel was more than capable of taking care of himself. He explained to those who wanted to listen to him that he was not a Rusky, as they put it. The Russians and the Polish people had quite a checkered history, according to Pavel. Mr. Murdoch turned the key in the ignition and pulled away from Hushwish Farm. Jenny spun round in her seat to look out the back window as they bumped along the rocky lane. Hushwish Farm looked isolated and dark. The colour had gone from the sky. Mr. Murdoch, the man sitting only inches away from her, was the main driving force behind the wind farm project. Everyone knew that he'd done some kind of deal. She still didn't believe that her father would have given in, though. As they went over the brow of the hill, She glimpsed one of the stone cairns and then turned back round to face the front. Her dad was sure to sign the contract now. The protesters had ruined the whole thing. Her dad would build the windmills now that they'd riled him. "Are you okay, Jenny?" inquired Mrs. Murdoch. "Fine," said Jenny, snapping out of her thoughts. But she wasn't fine. She was worried sick about her dad. As if reading her mind, Pavel cleared his throat. "The doctor said you could phone the hospital later tonight." "He did?" She twisted round to face Mrs. Murdoch. "Is that okay?" "Of course it is, Jenny," said Mrs. Murdoch, her eyes fixing on Pavel. In turn, Mr. Murdoch gave Mrs. Murdoch a stern look in the rearview mirror. "Maybe I shouldn't have asked," thought Jenny.